We're holding the Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sifan Vav. Sifan Vav and Sifan Zayin is really one sugya, the idea of Kfisa. We have a Mishnah on the Afan Vav and Aleph that says, you have a Kesef on a Luka, you tell him Marfreya. And the Mishnah says, either until Zman even did the Bedika, or until the Shas Kivos. The Gemara of Afan Vav and Bay is being down three different man, the Omer, what that means. The mayor says that the idea over here of Shas Kivus means because we have Chazokah of Meis Yisrael that they check the Chalukas for Shas Kvisa. The way the Shas explains that Meis Yisrael give over to a laundromat to go clean the clothing. She checks it and sees a kesem there. She go tell a friend that Meisa, you're Tomei. If she does not tell a friend, we assume she's Torah. Everything at that time is going to be not the Kachem over there or the Chum will be a case that's Torah over there. That means without the din of a cheskes baduk, the luck will be, let's say one isha wore a chluka, she's a nida, and the second isha wore when she's taira, luck will be turned upon the nida. Now they came along, we have the luck of a cheskes baduk, the isha wore was a nida, and the second isha wore after the kvisa when she's taira, when we met Tamar, to say that avada, the kesem came for the second moment, and not for the first time you're wearing it. Now, the question is, how do you apply that as idea of kvisa? So we have the two levels. What about bezman of shachrar, the shach time? What about bezman azer? So first, coming on the shach, it says bezman azer, the laundry mats do not do a bedikah. They don't check, and therefore, what should be the halacha be? They don't check. It'll be back the halacha once a nida, once taira. We tell upon the nida be lekula. The shach ends off. Therefore, v'nir lahachmir. A person should be machmir. So a couple people came up with me, just read the shach, does not make any sense. Pashas is, when you do not do a bedik over here, loch is, that you come to the mekel, not to be machmir. So a few days in every shach, Tazi tries to explain it. The second malchim, being jumped from the graz, he says, Echlami, you're right. Both malchim says, you're right. He explains that over here is a case where Tomat Achluk, that's Baduka, it was checked over here. And the locha, like Sifra Mazayim, and the loch over here is that one issue wort, a second issue wort, and therefore one must be tamei. My chos is a high mahai, and we tell both of them. They came to the putting it by which is a cheskes bodik, and the both toyo, and we tell both of them. Not the kimto like the zanida and the toyo, make it clear. Vechanami, if the case of nida toyo, we make it clear. That means it will come out it's a loch, we're not a, but we don't do a bdik bezman azeh, even a hachmer. That's first pshan the shach bezman azeh, mice they do not check. That's what the shach says. What about bezman azeh? The mice, we give it to laundromat, they don't check. So a piece of should come out, but we'll have a cool over here. The mice are coming to the base mayor and the guys and the chorim afterwards, the kids are choshulch and the pus coming down, that we give it to the laundromat, they use detergent, they use soap, they use different ingredients to make sure it gets clean. That's the point, you're paying for the laundromat. You clean it over here. Therefore, any time you get something back from the laundromat, it's nichon together of chaskas baduk. We know it's clean. And therefore, coming with Volta says, let's say even a person comes over and says, I am a Baki and I can tell, can see if it came before and afterwards, who said we'll even believe him? Lav Dafka will believe him. Because the Metzias wise, what he's supposed to be doing, is cleaning it well and make sure Nichon Negeda are being Bodik over there. Therefore, come out, Alechumbo, that means Isha wore a Cholok when she's a Nida, and afterwards she wore it when she's Tahira, and in between it got washed. We'll say the Kesem Saint came from later on, because Nichon Negeda of Chesed Bodik. Now, the Dakar Tahira, live there, so he says you have to be a little practical. He said, let's say you do when you wash the clothing in your house, and then you hang it outside. There's a lot of people hang things outside. In America, people don't do that. But you hang it outside. It seems that there's an hug of the birds like leaving presents behind. They seem to drop things on top of it, and you have it here and there. You find things that are left on in your clothing. He says, Echlami, in that case, when you have this concept, if you leave it outside, and you have this thing of birds coming around. Of a chalukah in a beduka, and we place him not go like the shach, but like the taz, like the bach, chalukah in a beduka, will tell upon everything. Nice and can be made. So, Echlami, if you wash in the laundry mat, they give it back to you in the cleaners in a bag, and then you bring it home, it's chasis bodak, and it is not clear, obi machmer. But if you're more hangmish, you do it at home, you hang it up outside, Echlami, you'll have a cool over here, and you have what we tell upon the birds leaving presents behind.
All bloodstains come out regularly.
I'm sorry?
All bloodstains do come out.
They certainly look very, very different. I mean, there might be, they will get the Magdir and Maglid, but certainly we'll get to that concept. That does not look like it's on top, it's ingrained for sure. That's first mitzad, the idea of chassis bodik. That means bizman azer, hashes ar kvisa, gam the shach says, not chassis bodik. They don't check, bizman azer, I will wash and give the get a chassis bodik. The shukarach is mamshech. It says, let's say a person cannot tell. So the case called magdir maglid. Meaning, the mechaber says, and it comes from the sugya, the magda means when their stain is ingrained inside, it's inside the weave, it's absorbed inside. A maglid is when you have dam that's on top of it. So when it's a matter which is ingrained inside, that means, you know, from the first person, the first isha, again, we have an isha wa fluka, gave it to a kvisa to go wash it, then the second isha. If it's maglid from the first isha, it's maglid, it's on top of it, we know it's from the second isha. If a person gets this skirt, checks, he cannot tell if it's magdir or maglid, what's a locha? Says the mechabu, if you're not poki v'chayshish, you're machbar. Why be machbar? The Tazan Shach explains, because you're a dasheita. You're not a baki, other people do know. The fact that you do not know, cannot say, I close my eyes, I'll have to be mekel. Go with somebody else who does know over here. That's Akan Mechaber. Come on, Kiveg, and bring down to, at first the Moshe, and says, what is man is there? Are we bekim or not? So it brings down a Chiddush, once a time, we're not baki, what's magdi, what's not maglid. We're not baki, what's ingrained, what's on top. So they come, they point out two things about being baki. Number one, they point out, after Kiveg, or the Zman Kiveg, Chachmazon or Choshuchan brings down the Talofa. They mean they seem to disagree with the Kivegan that say we are Baki Bizman Azer. What's the big deal if it's a grain on top? Voita the Verkwitz, even in those days not Baki, our cleaning is certainly a Baki. Our cleaning, anything you see left behind, somebody just these things left behind, but so faded away that we are Kamak, we're Bikim over here. Any person, not even a regular person, not even a Baki over here. Come on, all of us are Bikim. We can tell what's faded, what's from the laundry, what's after the laundry. And therefore, Bizman Azeh will have the lochel of being Mekim. Therefore, if it will be ingrained, it will be from the first Isha. If it's on top, it will be from the second Isha, the second Zman. Now, Kiveki takes it a step further and says, first of all, we're not Mekim. Therefore, it says we be Machmer, and if it's Nevad, we're going to be Machmer also. He says a Chiddush over here, because he makes two stages. Number one, not Baki, and therefore, not be Baki, will be Machmer. And that will be Machmer, even if it's Nevad, will also be Machmer over here. Maestan Chulim come along and they just argue from a couple of points. First, they discuss, this is where the Baal Shulchan sets up 3 points, where all the Chulim grapple the 3 points over here. If we're not Bekiyim, that means no one's a Baki Bizman Azeh, says Kiveger. We have a question we mentioned already, at Be'ikir, the Simitzad Aches, in Yerodeo, it's the whole world not Bekiyim. Chesaron Yedir L'Chol Olam. Is that Nichol Gedev Asafik? Or no, Nichol Gedev Dashaitim? We point out over there, the Taz Lamaiseh, he says, that's a certain deal, that's a Sofek, you'd be Mekel. We mentioned there's a Beish Shmuel and Ebn Ezer, and they sure want to be Machmer, and people got him in between, and said, Baku Hefsim Ruba, and Moshe said he can't be Mekel. Maiseh, they point out, the first of Kiveger, the Chur called Mahalach, the first of Moshe, like the Pnei Yeshua, that certain deal of Chol Eilam and Nichol Negeder of Adash Jaitim to be Machmer. We place and disagree, and say, certain deal of Chol Eilam is Nichol Negeder of a Sofek, no one knows. That's Aleph. So the argument here, again, number one, you can argue the point over here, the concept of the Chesed Nidiyah, that's Nichol Neged of a Safek. Secondly, come along and says, what can we machmer Chesed Nidiyah? We have a Kom Dina never to be machmer. Again, it's not that simple. Now, no Kimavar, it's not possible to Mavar. That because not became got lost. Come along with Das Torah, and Simon Gimel, being done, Achroin will disagree. What's never, what is Nichol Neged of a Safek? That's the second point they want to argue. A third point to argue Kiveger, he's saying we're not Bekiyim. So for these three avenues, the Achron Be'ikim want to argue with Allah of Kiveger that says we're not Bekim and never to be Machmer. Maybe we're Bekim. Maybe in the Allah of Chesaron Dila Cha'ilim is a Safik. And maybe you don't say the Allah of Kamdina by the Sugya of Nevad. Now, in the Sugya over here, by the Sugya of Kisa, we really have three different Mandi Omrim. We have a Meir, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi. The Gemara says, according to Meir, we have a loch of Cheskes Bodek. Therefore, by the second Isha, to Matamar, not the first Isha. Rabbi says, it depends if it's Magdir or Maglid, if it's ingrained or it's on top of. The question can be, let's say the Chaluk is in front of us, and you have a Cheskes Bodek, could you give it to a cleaner, a Yisraelis to go wash it? But yet, the Mitzvah is, it's Magdir, it's ingrained. So who knows from the first Isha, who wins out? If it's Cheskes Bodek, we're saying it's from the second Isha, or after the Kvisa. If it's Magdir, we're saying it's from the first Isha, before the Kvisa. What happened to the chalukas in front of us? Who wins out? Rav Meir or Rebbe? Do you go after Chesed Bodik? Or go after Magdir? A Magdir says before him. Well, Chesed Bodik goes afterwards. That's the Mavucha Hadui L'Shach over here. That means come along L'Shach and says, when Mechab says Allah is Yisraelis, it's Nala Fanenu. So what about the chalukah? Where is the skirt over here? Is it Fanenu or not? Said the Shach, it's going on the words of Yisraelis, not in front of us. The skirt is also not in front of us. Good, if it's in front of us, go check if it's Magdir or Maglid. If we're not being Baki, let's be Machmer, that's Shaitim. So simple understanding of the reading of the Shach is, that if it's in front of us, what went out? The Magdir is ingrained in the first Isha. That's how the Menchazak on the page says it's Pshat in the Shach, the Chavadas, the Pasimoyim, that's Pshat in the Shach. You read Mekiregah slowly, he's come saying that's not Pshat in the Shach, he said it's totally safer in the Shach. He points out, according to the first Lamaisha, he says, very interesting, what's the loch over here? The loch is Yisrael, it's not in front of us, can be Machmer. Says the Shach, however, if it's not Bekim, then it'll be Machmer. Well, Machmer anyway. The reading of the Shach does not flow very well. We're saying again, Yisrael is not in the front of us, let's be Machmer. When we're not Bokki, then it'll be Machmer. Well, Machmer anyway. Elamai, there's a ration of Sefer in the Machaber. The ration of the Machaber is when there's Yisraelis, not Lefanenu. There's a Sefer by a Goy. A Goy, whether it's in front of us, the Maisa is not going to be Neman over here. Says the Kiva Eger, according to the first, the Moshe is going in the Sefer. Going by the Kesha of a Goy. That is saying over there, where is a Chalukah by a Goy? If it's a Chalukah by the case of a Goy, where the Goy is not Neman, then we go after Magdir or Maglid. If it's ingrained by Magdir, they'll go after the first time before the Kvisa. If it's Magdir, they'll go the second time after the Kvisa. But what wins out? Chesed Bodek wins out. The one thing the Torah is safer where the Shach threw in, the Shach is not going in the case of Yisraelis, it's not Mefanenu. It's going back and going even the case of it is Mefanenu. That means we have a Machlokes Havon in the Shach. What's the loch of what wins out? The Meir or Rebbe? Chesed Bodek versus Maglid. The loch of Meisah among the Paiskim is Mamash Machlokes Shokel, how to read the Shach and how to Paskim. Those who want to know Avada Magdi wins out, it's a grain wins out. That's the Tyra, that's the Chavdas, that's the Gras, and that's the Orcha Shukal Paskins. And therefore, then the sound of Shach going back to the ratio, like it says in the Fanenu. That's how the Shani, the crazy who quotes the Shach going to the ratio, he disagrees with Loch Lamaisel. And the Torah Shishwamim, Torah Shishwamim, Kivega, they want to change the gears to the Shach, the Kitzer. They want to say the Loch is on the Sefer, and they will come out Loch, the Lochah, the Chesed Bodek. Whereas the Magdir, Chesed Bodek Lamaisel wins out. Again, negate us practically. Our kvisa is definitely get a chesed bodek, not to practical this halacha, but there is a mavucha among the achronim had to understand the shach had to apply the halacha maisa when you have Rebbe versus a mayor. What?
Why is it not
like that? Us, because we mentioned the bezman azeh, when you go to give it to kvisa, our wash machine is cleaning out, this will get a chesed bodek. If it's, again, if it's chesed bodek, it cleans it very well, it's ingrained.
But you still see that it's against the chesed.
What was it before? It's Magdir. It's ingrained. It's only happened. Chesed Bodek means, either way, it's Chesed Bodek. We're saying this it came later. What also came later?
Mechaber
doesn't say.
If we see after it's washed, that it's Magdir. Doesn't that it's Magdir?
Again, if it's Magdir, it's washed and smuggled inside. So again, if it's Chesed Bodek, we say it came later. It's smuggled.
Again,
Magdir, if it's Magdir, it came beforehand. Okay, if it's Magdir, it came beforehand. No, so ours is Chesed Bodek and it came. Okay. Could be, yeah. Matthias-wise won't happen more. Matthias won't happen. That's a better way of saying it. Matthias doesn't, it comes out clean. Fine. Sifim Ches is a lochal, you have a tunoshim, we have one cholok. If they're a ruch and psara, there's mata, makum atarifai, they will tell upon both of them, and they have a baltame, if it's once, they're on top of one, makum atarifai, and she'll be mekel, because bama alma, and the other one might be matamar, basically a lochal, of one versus another. Now, Betzim, the locha of my chosis is really the locha of Sifrem Ches. And if I would write the Shulchan Aruch, I would wrote Sif Mem Ches, and then I would wrote Sif Mem through Mem Zayin. Not exactly why they switched the order over here. If you want even more, the Gemara does that way. The Gemara puts the Sif Mem Ches, our Sif Mem Ches, is really before the Lachan Sif Mem. It's a Braisa, Daf Mem Ches Mem Aleph. So I'm not sure, that would make more sense. You write Sif Mem Ches, the Lachan Mem Ches, and then you had the exclusion, the Kvalon, that would be meant for Mem Zayin. And that's how the Gemara did it. It could be the only reason why they put the Aloch Mem Ches Mem Tes together. One's Beis Noshim, one's Gimel Noshim. Yesh Lod and Yesh Laayim. Now, when Sif Mem Tes over here, the case of Gimel Noshim, is Betzem is the Sefer of the Mishnah. Is a Mishnah from Tes and Beis. Now the Mishnah over there has a case of Gimel Noshim on the Mita Achas that Gimel Noshim B'Cholok Echad. Sorry, not Mita Achas. But in case of a Cholok, they were Zachazer. So again, it's very simple. Locha Zachazer. If one of them is Matami, well, what to be told upon? If not, we say the Sugya Manchosis. Just the Kamal the Shakataz, the very big kids over here, they say that Locha over here is really with Shitosu, what we wrote in Sif Chafei. That means Sif Chafei, we had a case of this Asku with a Tzipor. There's one cell of Dam over here. They're coming on two Noshim, and both of them found a cell of Dam on top of them. The Locha over there is, we cannot say both of them got the cell of Dam, and we're talking about both of them. The question was over there in Sif Chafei, was the case of a Bas Akas, Uzechazer, Taz Marach, because the case over there. They compare it to the sugya of Shnei Shnevilim, or the sugya of a house of butterful chometz, and you have an akva taking the chometz inside. Over there, the Shach came along and says, Allah has dachbi b'vas achas, zeh chazeh ala ma'is will be meikul. The Taz over there says, no, in that case is a chilek, yesh l'chalek, and they want to say, even a case zeh chazeh. And they come right from our sugya over here. The ma'is, the Taz and Shach, Allah shitosei. The Shach over here writes, the Allah is even only b'vas achas, not zeh chazeh, like Sif Chafei. Masha Enke, the Taz says over here, is even Zeh Chazeh, like Sif Chafei, each one of Shitosri. That means the Pasha, the Lochot, Sif Lamet, by us, Sif Mem Tes, Kun the Shach and Taz, is the Shitosri, the Sif Chafei. However, come on, Numas Achorim say, Yish Lechalik Harbe. So even those who are tiny, the Lochot, Sif Chafei, is a case of Davka Bas Achas, but not Zeh Chazeh. Over here, there is no Chilik, a lot over here come to your Machmer, even a case of Zeh Chazeh. What's the Chilik? Over there, when an Isha walks in the bezin with a skirt and is trying to sell a dam, she's oisik in something, the loch is subdam on lukula. She did not have to mention a friend should be meikel. Why should be meikel over here? We said, Maisha, we have a friend over here. She mentions it, doesn't mention it, but vasachazachazah. Maisha Ekin, in our case, she walks in the bezin and she has a skirt. The word zachazah, three different notions. She found a kesem of dam more than a gris. She walks in and says she found the skirt with a kesem of dam. What's halacha? Should be Tomei. She's forced to mention her friend to blame it upon them. She has to mention it. Even though it's Zeh Chazeh, it's Kain the concept of Asachas. While she has to mention a friend to make it clear over here. The evil come along the crazy and first promotion, the base main, the Shuas Yaakov, and the some Sefer Graz. Kids had all pointed out, Yeshua Chalik, sit over here, since you have to mention your friend, it's Nichol Kuliyam or Nichol get of Asachas. It will not be told upon the Machalik Sif Chafei. That means the Gam, the Taz, and Shach both say it is. And each one is Shitosai. The Shach might want to say Dafkas Achas, and the Taz say even Zechazer. The one time over here, no, could be everyone agrees, except for obviously the Shach. But could be everyone over here agrees, at Tosh Shlomi, but everyone agrees, Aloch is Zechazer, as a Gilvas Achas, the Maisa to be Machmer. Sif Nun, we have a mission now for Samach on Beis. Over there, the Mishnah Samach Beis bring down three different halachas. We have a halacha of Gimel Noshim of 1 meter. You find dam under one of them, all of them are tummy. The second halacha of the Mishnah, if one of them does a bedika and you find yourself that she is tummy, and a friend can be toil upon her. And the third halacha of the Mishnah is that one is right to see, and the other one's not right to see. You toil one upon the other. That means one's a muslekas, one not muslekas, to make it clear. Those have to be halachas in the Mishnah. That's Sif Nun. Sifrim Aleph, Sifrim Beis. That's the three, next three Sifrim is the three cases of the Mishnah. That means you have to go through all three cases of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah, again, we have two Mishnayisim. We have one Mishnah, Samach Beis, it says, when you have Dam under one Isha, all three are Tomei. The very next Mishnah, and that's Samach Aleph and Aleph, brings down, it depends on where you find it. If it's underneath the middle one, then all three are Tomei. If it's underneath the one in the end, then her and the one next to her is Tomei. So over the one in the beginning, she and the friend next to her is Tomei, but not the other one. In fact, the Gemara, We have one mission after other. First mission says all the matami. And the next mission of Samach Aleph says that only the one is underneath the friend next to her is tami. What is the difference over here? Says Rav Ami, the difference is mushulefes. Where Rashi explained that it means either they're intertwined with one another or they're pressed against one another, and therefore since they're pressed one against the other, all of them are tami. All the way since the Mishnah, the Gemara, but that's how what's brought down over here, they're impressed or intertwined one with another, all of them are tami. Now where exactly do they find this dam on the bed? You have different cases. You have the top sheet, you have the bottom sheet, you have the mattress, you have the sadin, you have the pillow, you have the end of the bed, the top of the bed, wearing pajamas. You have numerous cases discuss exactly what the look is, where you find dam on the bed, how to apply practically. So first, if you find it on the sadin elyon, come on, we're talking down the rush. It says in this case, whether the mushalefas or not does not make a difference. Because you have a blanket on top of you, the smicha, and it flips around, turns around. Therefore, that's not the case of the Mishnah. Everyone agreed that case we matamei. Because it flips around. By us, if no brings it down. That a case, the smicha top of Vadis Tamei. Even if it's not mushalefas. That's one case. A second case, you have a satan that's tachtov, that's underneath over here. Come on, we turn the rush. That's the case of the Mishnah. That's the case of the Mishnah. Come on, the Marshal, we're talking about Tazan Shach, disagree. No, that's not the case of the Mishnah. Even that can switch around. Even that can come place to place. And therefore, all Nafshon Lai should be Tomei, even when the case of the Mushalefes. Even that Mushalefes, all cases of the Tomei. Now, what exactly is this the blanket that's underneath? The Achol Shulchan writes, any move, I'm not exactly clear what that is. If you go to a hotel, they give you a couple of sheets over there. I'm not sure how many you're supposed to pull back over there. But you have this like smicha, then you have this other smicha, then you have this sheet over here. Look, that's what it means over here. You have two smichas, that's what the shach seems to understand, two blankets, one top of another. You pull back the top one, you're supposed to, I think, sleep in between, that's what the shach says. And therefore, both of them nicely can switch around. That's, again, according to the shach, it does, that's not the case of the Mishnah. Because now the mice can switch around over here. That's the case, and all lots can be tamei. The third akimto, so what is the case? So first, that's a second akimto, pardon, a third akimto. Come on the Taz, he seems to understand it. Come about the keses underneath the satin. Case underneath the satin. Now what exactly is the kes underneath the satin over here? What does that mean? So that's the clue we're saying the case of the Mishnah is. So the way the Baal HaShulchan says the kes underneath the satin means the mattress, the mezron. Mattress doesn't switch around. Stays in one place over here. The Or Yitzchak says doesn't mean that, Mizron. He said it means basically you have a protective sheet underneath the sheet itself. Now let's say you get a bedwet, something like that. So you put a protective sheet underneath it. He won't say that's what it means. There's a Badai Shulchan in the Malum and Sim Kuf Sadek Vav. He points out if you learn Hilchas Sukkah and Tafresh Lametes, Tafresh Men, over there the Meshavua Magavam brings down the word of Keses means the case of a smicha, blanket. Which then should be not the saloch in this case. It could be, it depends what context you're using it, what it means over here, what the definition of a kes over here is. But again, according to Taz, that's the case of the Mishnah. A fourth akimto they discuss is our sheets on the bed. Our sheets come along with Vos and says, our sheets have elastic to it, and they're very tight. So even though the Taz and Shach Matayna does not mean that it was Mana Chazal, but again, to ours, you go to sleep with it being on, and you wake up, it's on, it should be on, it should be tight. So that would be the akimto how to apply the Mishnah over here. That's title here, and if we find Dam underneath the Isha, though her and the one next to will be Tomei, not the third person. We'll get that. First, we'll find on the bed, we'll get to make it practical. What? So, again, no, hotel, it seems, no, there's three things in the hotel, right? This is a smicha, then there's a sheet that's tied on top of it. So, again, according to Tazan Shach, those two blankets over there, they flip around. And they're both the lock of all Nashvitami, no matter what the kimta is. It's only the sheet mamish that you sleep on top of that should not move. It really depends. I'll tell someone the reason they don't have elastic to it. I'm not clear why. Those that get tucked inside. Now, if you wake up, they're still tucked inside. Beside her, if you wake up, depends what hotel you go to. But if you wake up and they moved around, you have a baya, the khanami, the khoi, the back, the shak, all Nashvitami. Now, what it says, Maisi, if you read the shak of it, the shak says the whole lock of that when you have three Nashim. One isha, any place you find on top of the bed, you have a problem over here. I said, when it means any place in the bed, it means you have to be practical over here. So, for example, let's say isha sleeps on the pillow. You find dam in the pillow. Maisa, as far as the Matzias usually is, people don't flip around, the pillows don't flip around. And you don't ever wake up, your pillows are by your feet. This doesn't happen that way. You don't wake up with your pillows by your head and your feet's by your head. This doesn't happen that way. So it comes along, you find Dam on the pillow, Avada, Osim Almo, where it comes from, is Malma Torfoy, Avada Bimakel. He says the same thing, you find it by the case of the top of your bed, you're on the sheet by the top of the sheet. The symbol being the shaft sounds like to be in the Tamayu. He says people don't flip around, adults don't flip around, to make it simple, adults don't flip around when they sleep. So you find Dam on top of the bed, that's not what the shaft means, you have to be practical over here, that's Osim Almo, that's Malma Torfoy. He's Mechadish even at the end of the bed, Mamish. Find Dam at the end of the bed? Because the arguing the point, the Makta Malatarfai, but no one calls Mamish at the end of the bed. It doesn't get there. Dhamma falls out, fall out, someone more to the middle of the bed. He wants to also say that a kimt over there is the concept being in the Malatarfai. It's not connected to the Makam. And therefore also, that all Nafshal Mamish be motor. So, that means the Klal Betzim comes out. I call a few, and you have to be practical. You have to see what the Matzias here is. There is a Cheshek Shloimeh discusses what happens when one of them is wearing a chaluk, an undergarment over here. Do you come along and say the Maisha that the one is wearing it, like Glaim the Dover, that you found Dam on top of the chaluk, the Maisha to Matama her, and all the Maisha are friends that get intertwined with her can even get on top of a chaluk? He says, what? They should wear, let's say, a long robe. And there's Dam on that robe. You say, Mistamas from her, Glaim the Dover. And all the Maisha, since they're all in one bed over here, again, they got from friends. He goes back and forth. He's like, goes to the Master Shekel, ends up Sarachian. The Rushi also does say, let's say she finds it on her own body, then Avada Yisum came from her. That'll be Machmur. That means you have numerous cases discussed where you find it in the bed. Just there's one last case discussed, is a Pisca Chuvo. What? If it's on the Isha itself? Yeah. One last case is in Sifyud Beis, is a Pisca Chuvo over there. He brings down the case of Pada Meiris. Then when you find in the case, it seemed to be the Matzias was that they had a box, they had the bed on top, they put three pillows one on top of another. One, two, and three. You found Dam on the second pillow, the third pillow, not the first pillow. That she slept on top of. That means that you write, you have a case, you have three pillows, they put a sheet on top, and they went to sleep over there. So it starts off saying, what's a lachna? You walk into the street, she wears three different outfits, you find Dam on the first level, and not the top one, not the second one, but the one close to the body. If she's not going to Shuk Shat Avachim, there's no Kli Obi Machmer. So same thing over here, start saying, you see you have a sheet, you have three pillows, you find Dam in the bottom pillow, the second pillow, let's be Matama her. Come on, the Panam Yusuf says, you say where everyone builds from, that when discussed over there, the Gemara's case, when you have on the three garments, you find the bottom one to Matama her, is a case where the Etzem, from the neck down, everything was open. Except they wore a belt, therefore it was possible for Dam to get there. But he writes in those days where they wore things that were sewed up together and cannot get to the bottom garment without opening up the top garment, Avada Ke'en Osim Almo, and therefore Lachol will be Matara person. Then he said the same thing to get to this bed over here that has these three pillows. It's not possible to get to the bottom pillow, the one underneath it, unless the first one got removed. It is not removed. Therefore, be Mekel. Building upon this, really all the Achanim get with our notion we're undergarments. It's from this halacha, the case of beds. Avada would gnach them along and to be machm over here. We'll say, I she found upon a skirt. I she found upon her. The Kamal Ravaz says in the bed, for the women with undergarments, you find in the bed, no problem. Your undergarments are clean over here. Wearing white, you're not wearing white, but there's nothing there at all. Doesn't make a difference, nothing there. It's Ke'en Shloy Kinegam Makam Atarifoy. And therefore, this whole entire halacha, if she wears undergarments, will not apply. It's like the Malam Mitzvah, like the case of the pillow. It's just got to be practical over here. And make sure it's possible to come. If not possible, we'll tell upon kids something else happened over here. So again, so even though we have halacha on the bed, you have all the different cases discussed, 10 different places where to find Dam, top sheet, bam sheet, the blanket or whatever, but again, she wears undergarments, that again, the problem is if you're discussing the case of a bed, if it's not possible, the Maisel will be make over here and say, Osim Almo. Again, if
you found something in there.
No, if you found something in there, it's no. Something can leak through. You might have an issue getting out of the shadow of leaking through from Big Day to find it to something else. But if you, like I said, if it called and you find nothing there at all. Just one other case to discuss is let's say one Isha, she's not wearing begotim. Her two friends are wearing begotim, but not undergarments. Two friends are wearing long cloaks, her friends are over here. and you find dam underneath the one that's no begadim underneath her. So come along, the Aruch HaShulchan says, let's see, two friends are wearing long cloaks, she's wearing nothing, dam's underneath her, avad lots betam her and not her friends. Leave her entire soul, part of simcha, she owes everything down, avad betam only her and not her friends. I see the Bada HaShulchan, he brings down, not quoting anybody, not quoting these people. He said, that's not so. Because the loch over here is, let's say you have a kesem underneath, by a skirt, that's underneath Mokum HaTarfar. When the two people wore it, the Aruch and the Ksara, the case of the Ksara, it's clear, connected to Isa Mokum. The Arucha, when she stands, it's not tired up. When she bends over, it's possible to get to there. Since it's possible, things mice move. Since it's possible, give a time of both of them. It's also, the mice is possible that her friends who are wearing chalukim wore a miskapel bent up. It's possible the dam came from her. So once we see it's possible, we back to klal my chosis. As we see the loch is dafkin, went from the head of bed, went over the front of the bed. What's the loch? Since in 1 second it's possible, the loch of the time of all of them. Gam, let's think about it. One sleeping there for 10 hours, or lying there for 10 hours. One passed over that area for 1 second. What's the loch? Both of them tummy. You start thinking about it. Well, come on, let's be a little bit honest over here. The stomach came from the Isha that's sleeping there for 10 hours. No, but since you do not know for sure, say my chosis. You also don't know for sure, I say the sugya, my chosis. Sifton Aleph is, again, the second case of the Mishnah. When we say, we find dam underneath these two noshim, the Mishnah, Dav Samach Beis, says, given Eitzah, she does a bdika, and she sees that she is tamei. She'll be tamei, and make a tli upon her, two friends upon her, and the other two lemais will be tor. The Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph says the other way around. Let's say she does a bedika and she finds she's tahira. She is tahira, and two friends of mice will be tamei. That means the second issue checks, she's going to be tahira. The first will be tahira, and the third one will be mice and tamei. Third issue that checks, she's doing it with tahirishes. Otherwise, not sure why she's doing it for. She messes up everybody. Could be she doesn't know about her friends. Fine, could be she doesn't know. But three, she also checks she's tahira. All three mice will be tamei over here. Now come on Gemara and says, went to the loch to go check. Being a Rav, he had to be check Mashiach vest. He had to check right away. Miad. Gemara says, really, it's a machlokes, a padam of Ishiah, you have to check right away or not. The first loch, you have to check right away. It's true, the Rosh is brought down by the Torah, that cool by Ksavim, and even if you do not check right away, still the Meister can make a tail upon her, whether she's Matama herself or Matara herself. Meister, Rav Yishenim do not go this way. They say, Rav, pass this way. You have to do B'dika Miyad. The Eshkol, the Raven, the Rashi, the Ramban. That's the Mechav, the first girl, that Alok is, you have to go check right away. So first Alok is, we pass, you have to check right away. The question they do is, they point out, that the idea of checking right away, or B'dika Sa'isim, and Sim Kuf Pei Zayin, and Sif Aleph, the Ramos says, we're not B'kiyim. We don't know what the Gedda Miyad is. So why are we bringing down this Alok? We're not sure what the Gedda Miyad is. Ramos should point out, thus you cannot do B'dika Miyad. Says to the Tyra to answer, first of all, the Rosh Hashitah. We send upon him. He says, even not Miyad. We're not sure. Second of all, he says, that's a case of real, of a Chash Dereifah. Here's a case of Kulub like some Drabonans. So even though we're not Pekim, we can't be Mekel. So this is a Lachah doing B'dika Miyad, whatever this man is, we'll have to get to Kufay Zayin. But the Lachah they can do right away, and then I said that B'dika works, Sai to Matam her and her friends make it clear. Sai to get to the Lachah that should be Torah, and her friends might still remain Tame. What is the Yisoida where they point out when she does a B'dika and the Lacha when she's Tomei, her friends can be told upon her? So where the Chavdas, some Sefer, or the kids they explain, is back to Klal of telling a Kilkul upon them Kukelis. Meaning she checks Miyad. What happens? We're showing that not right now she's Tomei. She really was Tomei. But Megal Mafreya, when the Kesem happened, Maisha, she was Tomei. And therefore, when their friends are saying she is Tahira, why? Because we tell her kilkel upon them kukelis. The obvious question is, you find the kesem now, but they've been sleeping there for 5 hours. So maybe the kesem happened 5 hours ago. So how are you being tell her kilkel upon them kukelis? Who says she's mukulkel when the kesem, the dam happened maybe 5 hours ago? So where the Aruch HaShulchan explains, one time who said it happened 5 hours ago, maybe found it right now. We have chazaka the hashto, kan nimtza kam hoyo. But say it happened in the last moment, she does a bdika miyad, or tell her kilkel upon the mukukelis. One way of saying it. The way the Badei or the Kitzur says it's a little bit different, they just say kula b'ksam. Again, we have this halacha, the Isha, she does a bdika, she can again, tailor upon her, effectively tailor upon her when she's tummy. Vazan says, Bizmanazeh, what's a geder miyad? So the fact that women wear undergarments, nichli geder miyad. That means this halacha is very practical. We do have miyad bizmanazeh. Wear undergarments. If she sees dam inside, her friends can be tailor upon her. And if she sees nothing, she might be tahira. Now, if all three find nothing, what's the halacha be? No. Tahira. Why? Because they all know for sure over here, it's all miyad, asim alma. Right? It sounds like it should be, all three should be, the halacha, someone did it over here, but they all were tahira, they all have a bdika miyad, umayis all tahira. Now, when we have this halacha of doing a bdika, the question is, how far do we take this halacha of doing a bdika? Close the mari ishle bodka achs mehem. We have really two different halachas, two different mishnayos, two different sifim over here, how to apply it. We have the halacha of sifim tes, the gimel noshim are wing one chluka, the wing is ze achas ze. We have the halacha of sif nun, and mita, the bevas achas inside the mita. That's nun. Nun aleph says, kol ze is only in case you did not do a bedika. It's kol ze, my we're going back on sif nun, on sif mem tes. Going back in case of ze achas ze, or bevas achas. The Beis Yosef discussed this question. How to understand the halacha of bedika? It's going back in the case of chaluka zechazeh, or only in the case of mitzvah of vasachas. Coming out of the Beis Yosef, is very clear. There are three different mahalcha among the Rishonim. The Ravid, the Ramban, the Ran, they come along and says that the first two noshim, by the case of a mitzvah, by chaluka, go check, does not help. As far as very simple. We're saying the halacha you do bedika miyad. You do check right away. Well, if a wing is zeh chazeh, what happens? First Isha wears a skirt, second Isha wears a skirt, and the third Isha wears a skirt. So if you do a bedika miyad, when they find the kesem after the third Isha, the first two lamaisa, it's not miyad, it's not possible to be a case of miyad. Therefore, the first two noshim, when they check, they find themselves Torah, Tomei, would not make a difference. However, the third Isha that checks herself, so come along the three of the four, I just said, the Ravid, the other one, they say the halacha is the same halacha, miyad. If she's tamei, her friends can be tahor upon her. And if she's tahor, she might be tahor. The Ban says it dropped differently. It says only you can save her friends, but not save herself. Because the plan of the devil came from her. But come out the same concept over here. The first two noshim cannot check by the case of a chaluka zechazeh. Again, that's how, again, the Ban would email go this way. Ravid Shito. The second malach, come along the Beis Yosef, bring down the Makom Mishnah says Pshat in the Rambam, which there is Mavuchad in the Rambam, but that's how the Makom Mishnah says Pshat in the Rambam. There's no difference. Mem Tes and Sifnun, the loch is you do a Bedik Miyad, whether the first issue or the last issue did not make a difference, what can we make? I wear the Miyad, it's a Kulabak summon. The moment you find the Kesem, all three Nosh can do a Bedik Miyad. And the first issue finds Dam, will tell upon her the next two Nosh Matoro. I start Miyad, Kulabak summon the moment you find the Kesem, that's not going to get a Miyad. Outside of Shlishi, among the Rashba, it goes a little bit in between over here. It says halacha is to save herself. Maisha, the first two Nashim, they can be the halacha, they can do a bedika and they find themselves Torah, the Torah. But have it for their friends to make a kli upon her when she's Tomei, that's no Raya. I mean, to be clear, there's three malach among the Rishonim, but the first two Nashim, could they check? The Rambam said the first two Nashim cannot check. The Ban Ravid, they say the Maisa, the Rambam says you can check the first two Noshim. The Ravid, the Ime says they cannot check. The Rashba says she can only save herself but not her friends. How does the Mechaber Paskins? The Mechaber in the Beis Yosef come along and says, the fact that the Torah says the Chol Zeh Mairi sounds like going back on both halachas. Mem Tes and Nun. A cool over here. Join like the Rambam. Therefore, if you read the Kivegan Mishnayis in the Sittari over here, the Ochel Shulchan says, go back, Pashut, both Sittim over here, Lukula, like the Rambam. I said, Hashemi, you read the Graz, or the kids goes this way, once I know, Maisha, the different Sittim, this Mem Tes is known, the Chol Zez only go back in Sittim Nun. And therefore, come out a Lechum over here, it's Pashut Lechum, the first Nashim cannot check at all, not even like the Rashba, like the Ravid Shito. So, Rabbi Machalik is number one, we show you, number two, what's Pshan the Machaber? Halachal Maisad Paskin, also among the Sfarim, the three different Malachim. The way the Bach, the Aruch HaShulchan, they say, like the Rambam, the Kulo, that's how the Vaza Paskin is Manazeh, the first two Noshim Maisad can check. I said, Hashemim, mamish v'akert, did not help at all. That's the graz, the daka tshuva. That's how the chedushim b'zman hazeh, chedushim b'urim b'maisa paskin. It's how Shlishi, the Bada Shulchan, when the kitchen orach, he passed malach l'maisa, like the Rashba, that she could go check to save herself and not her friends. That means it comes out, practically what to go do, shalom amgu shaynim, das mechaber, and halach l'maisa. Now they just do point out, and they get it to us, first they point out 2 points. Number one, let's say you find a kesem over that's yovesh, that's dry. What will the lacha be? So they point down, l'chura should depend upon these svaras over here. That means, the according to Rambam, you found it hours later, we don't care what go b'shasti, you found the kesem, and the ma'is should be mekel. And therefore the chanish might say, he is mekel. If you go like the others, that said, no, it depends. I mean, even again, back to the case, let's say it's a mita akas, it's yovesh. What will the lacha be? It'll be the same shiloh. Maish Lachanim say really depends on how they pass like the Rashba or the Rambam. Do you go after when the Bedikah Miyad help in the Mita Yavish? Could according to the Rambam, yeah, the moment you find it, go check it. According to the Ravid, the Lachim on Yavish and the Mita, Bedikah Miyad and Maish will not work. Why is Yavish? Happened hours ago. Just in the Negev to us, they point out that we wear undergarments. If we wear undergarments, it'll come out this Halacha of Kol Zemairi. We might go back side of Mito and side the case of Chalukah. Because what's the whole reason why to Machman Chalukah? Because when the third issue, when she finds it, there is no Miyad. We might say we have a Miyad because they all have to check themselves. That means again, this whole entire halacha is we wear no undergarments. If you wear undergarments, b'metzias, you have a Miyad. Which Miyad do you have? You have Miyad not after you find the Kesem. You have Miyad from when you wore the Chalukah. Then it comes out, halacha, the get to us. If all three Noshim and the Maisa do not find anything, all three of them might be Tahira or some Alma. Why? Back to the Panam Iris, the Bitzvah Juba on Sifnu Beis. Sifnu Beis is the last halacha of the Mishnah. The Torah a Muslekis upon any Muslekis. And the Gemara is very clear that we have four Noshim over here, the case of Basula, which means the case of Ikhtano, the case of Muberes, the case of Munekis, and the case of Zekeno. All four Noshim, when they find they're wearing a skirt, and someone who's not Musalekis wore a skirt, the Musalekis will tell upon any Musalekis. Now, the Gedik Sabim, we know already there are because six are terrible over there. The Gedik Sabim. The question is there a seventh heter in the Gedu? I mean, the six, assume everyone knows, it's Kikriz, Bidet Savoidim, Namakabal Tumo, Tlia, Kitanim, and Begadish. Those are the six. Does a Zakena have a heter? Does a Zakena have a heter? Coming upon him, Yerushalayim said, "There's no summon by Zekeno. There's no summon by Zekeno." Coming upon Pesach Tshuva, the first one in Simkuf Tzadik Aleph says, "You forgot our halacha. You forgot Sifnu Beis and Sifnu Mei. Sifnu Mei the Ramah and the Mechaber Sifnu Beis. The Mechaber is saying, a Zekeno, what's halacha? She wants to be making the kesem. She can be tailor upon a person who's not Musalekis. Otherwise, I'm mitamer her." So come on, all the achronim, and they bring down Pesach Tshuva again, because like Allah brings us to the Torah by us, and all the pasuk bring down that by Zekena there is no heter. The best way is mechaber, but also Sifnu Beis and their mots, Mamei. And the only time to be mekel on Zekena is only mitzvah the sugya of Tliya, otherwise it will be machmer. Now come on, the Taz and Shach, the bring down Tosfos Shita and the Geta Vest, is that Nichol again with Selekis? So first, the Shach brings down from Tosfos. Let's say an Isha has a vest. He says you cannot be Tolo. An Isha does not have a vest. It's Aleph. A second thing that has a Shakko from Toysis is let's say you have both of them a vest. You cannot be Tolo the one who has Yimei vest and the one who does not have Yimei vest. Again, we can argue the point. Nichol Ke'en the concept of Selekis. The Maisha, the Shach and Taz being on Toysis, that's not Nichol in the concept. There's no clear in that situation. These are my Chalukis, Taz and Shach. This halacha, let's say they're up. They're not sleeping. The whole entire halacha is the Mita Achaz and sleeping. They press against one another. But however, when they're up, the words that make sense to them, we show them, the Isha is Makar Mekoyim, they know a place, and therefore they're not going to press one against the other, and not going to be all of them. So come along the Shalom among the Gedolei Achronim, what does that mean exactly? How far do you take that level over here? The Taz says, the fact that, is it Rami upon a person to know that they're not pressed against one another? The Taz wants to tie them for a short time, yeah, but not for a long time. A long time, Ramalei, no, not to press one against the other, to say they know what happened in the past 5 hours, lav dafka. The Shach the Maaseh, he disagreed, he said, no, short time, long time, to make you assume they know they press one against the other. It sounds like it's a question, but Klolius, lav dafka, as sugi over here. And among the Shram, and also my colleague, Shokal, how to pass in this case, when they're up, you say the Makim Mekoimi after a long time. The Taz, so the kids who want to retire the mice, they want to be make over here, or at least in the Nichol, forget, hold on, be Machmer. They cannot be tailor upon the other person, both be Tomei. Asasheni, the Mitchazak of the page, the crazy, they want to go like the Shach over here, Paskin, that even Rambulay be after a long time. The last halacha in the Sugya Tliya is halacha Sif Nun Gimel. The idea, basically, you can do a double Tliya. That means, let's say one issue is Oisik Gesamim, another issue is not Oisik Gesamim. Find a dam between one of them, not sure where it came from. The one of the Oisik upon the Gesamim can make, be a Tliya upon the Gesamim, and a friend can be told upon her. Then we can make a Tliya upon a Tliya. The man walked in this Indian, the Goyin sends you back to halacha Sif Nun Beis. By the case of Basula, she has a Maka, she sees dam. She tell upon her Pesulim, her friends are tell upon her, and basically you can make it clear upon the clear. It's a common case that the Isha, we find out not sure what Isha comes from, she'll be tell upon the what she's Isik upon, and the friends will be tell upon her. When Ankan the Sugya Tliya, that means Sugya Tliya is basically Sif Yud Aleph, the Sif Nun Gimel. Just to discuss certain cases that Eilam was bringing out. One case, the Chodesh Sheni discusses, let's say there's a share of 100 Noshim, comes, they sing on shears, the Rebbe gave a shear, on white shears, they all leave, and they find dam on one of the white shears. Not sure who exactly it came from. Do you have to go around and make a ram call over here and tell us, find dam over here, we're not sure who it came from. And say, might as well, all of them have an issue over here, until they find one of them's a nita, make it clear over here. What to go do in that situation? So first, says the Chodesh Sheni, wrote down over here, says the fact that we have a large seabird, Mustamo, one of them are a nido. You have 100 people. Mustamo, one of them are a nido. One of them is Pnuya. Unless they're Shalom Bayis here. But even that's, there you go. But we have a case over here. Mustamo, they're a nido. So we have a large tzibur. The loch we know already is a nido. Make a tli upon it. It's like Cain Shuk Shal Tabachim. You have 100 Nashim with Shuk Shal Tabachim. Someone over here is a nido. Not something you want. It's over here. What? He doesn't say how many. I threw in the word 100. He goes on further and says, but let's say over here that is less than that. So he says, first of all the Noshim that have a wing undergarments, might they find off in the Seder. They don't even go check. Now in the old print he says, if all of them are wing undergarments, he says the Maisa, the all can be Tomei. New prince he took it out for obvious reason, all of them are undergarments are Samalmo. Right, that's the pashtus. That's what we took out from the prints.
Who's asking the
shalos? Chut Shani, Mr. Kirelis, the safer as
a tzal. Who's asking the shalos on the person who finds it?
The person who finds it, what to go to?
Do they have a chiyuv to be able to tell everyone?
Take it now to the next stage where you're really what you're asking. Happens, the person, let's say, you went to Dira for Shabbos, you come back and on the sheets, you see this dam over there. You have to go call up the person and tell them, you know, Maisa, you found dam on the sheets, and the Maisa, you might tell the person, help them out, you know, you should not have you sum over here. So, the case brought down in the Lakish Torah, Mama, she went to the deer for Shabbos, to the Zug, and they found dam on the sheets, go tell them. So, you want to kind of tell them? Don't have to, because maybe she's a needle, maybe it's a makkel, maybe it's a makkel from her husband, which I'm not exactly sure what that means. That means, let's say you find dam on your sheets, and you have to tell your wife. Like, if I have to go tell your wife, right? Because it's time on the sheets, so I have to go tell her. So, the fact that maybe he's a maki, you say, if I don't tell my wife, I don't know why you don't go tell her. My sister's brought an ashri ishul biashiv. You find the dam on the sheets of the dira, you have to go tell a person. Just the way they where Berkowitz, they asked him this question. He said, let's say your married daughter comes over for Shabbos, you find dam on the sheets, you have to go call her and tell her, my sister have an issue. So he said, first of all, he said, Maisa, you can ignore it. Because Pashas, she is a nida, she knows about, and there should be no problem. He does say, however, if you see we're not keeping our chokas on Shabbos, then Echamia, go tell her. You don't do that. Then he ends off Agav, and he writes back, Agav, why give them white sheets for? Fine. That's dumb, Moshe Shabbat. Fine. It was a good point. Maisa, I heard back 19, 20 years ago, is that there was a mikvah that the Baal Nit was going around cleaning up the mikvah after mikvah, and they found a towel there that had some dam on top of it. Now there are 20 women who use that room. Now to tell upon a nida, they're going to the mikvah. To tell upon a mubaris menekes, I mean, can they be telling? I mean, they go the case of a mikvah over here. So what exactly go do? Say the towel's not clean, pashas, they went to the cleaners, and their chesus bodok over here. So the clean towels, there's no nida to be tell upon. This room, 20 women will use it tonight. So you have to go around the ramkol and say, anyone who used this in this room, you have a bayah to matam with them. My chazra, hi mahai. So Shemati, the Israel Bransfer is a solid this question. He said the mice you don't have to. That's what I heard. Not exactly clear why. You could start people saying all the different svaros that the fact when the people go to the mikvah and they shave, they nick themselves, or they take off the scabs, or they cut the nails, it's an idea of shukshat abachim. There are certainly times that's going to be done for sure. Because that's Matthias, when in Oshim, you have a room to make sure there's nothing there, and they shave, cut, or they take off the scabs, it will be done. That's the Matthias. To say that it came from Eis Abachim is not mustavra. Think about it. 7 days so they were clean. So let's be a little bit of a. Assume where it's coming from, in the idea of shukshat abachim, a title upon it, where it comes from, some scab over here. Some brush your teeth, some dam came out, took it out to take away the dam. And that's the whole word to be title upon. Again, you can argue the point, but that's a svara that makes sense over here, what to be title upon.
What if you white nose? What are they white nose?
That's a good question, but do they have? That's.
I don't know.
What? Yeah, but a lot of doctors have white nose. No, could be, they're not supposed to have dam. Couldn't say. Fine. The last halacha is siftim dalit. Now, it's interesting, halacha and simukov tadi, to be practical, the fact that we are undergarments ben banazel, what's practical halacha? Sifhei is practical, sif yud is practical, and siftim dalit. We siftim are practical. Maybe lamvav, lamaches, ulay, sif aleph, that's it. But basically, we have three halachas negatos, hey, yud, and nun dalit. So, we have to go through nun dalit. Now, it seems to be very simple on the page. The Taz is really dumb, it's study, nothing to do with it says siftim dalit.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. On your body, if I'm. Yeah, make it simple there. I mean, again, the always points here and there can make it practical, but halacha is yud, hey, yud, and nundalit. That's our practical. Now, first, sif nundalit, everyone knows the two ways you can become a nida, one with deraisa, one with rabban. Come a nida deraisa, that's how we got gosh over here. That's halacha 5 and 7, vestis to kudaimo. Another way of becoming, you have a kesem. You find a kesem on a more than a grizz, on something that's white, mumatamaru. The loch of a kesem is just like a re'iyah for everything except for one thing. That means the loch after kesem, the ashkenaz, you have to wait 5 days. Then you have the zainikim, then you have all the loch supply. Except, kamal with mechaber, as being mechaber, there's no sugya of vestas. That means on the calendar, the gate sugya of vestas, everyone knows vestas has two alochas, one inside the sugya of bedikah and one inside the sugya of prisha. Does that apply to sugya of kesem? It says mechaber does not apply. Basically, Mechaber says 2 points over here. We have to go through each point. Number one, he says, a kesem that you saw, let's say, in Rosh Chodesh, the next month you'd not be choshish for it. That means for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're not choshish for Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Not for Chodesh, not for Aflogo, not for Beni. A kesem is not Nechel Geda Vestas. Zero. The second thing he says in Mechaber, but let's say you do a Bediko, and you found a Mashu, is Nechel Geda Vriyo, and therefore there is a Sugya Vestas. This is a Sugya. We'll get to that. But this two different things. There are two halachas the Mechaber is saying. We'll have to get to what each one means practically. First, what? Oh, we'll get to that's what we're leading to. So first, the get to your kesem. Again, it's very clear. Mechaber comes the right of the Torah. The place will go this way. A kesem not inside the sugya vest. The question: what's the lumdus behind it? So two ways to understand it. The way that Minchas Yaakov says on the page over here, because some is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon don't give a sugya vestus over here. That's how Be'ikah the Chonim come along to say, it's a Dindu Rabbanon. It's not a Shedi of Moshe, true, but he says, that's not for Yisoy. So what? Let's be Chosh over here. And what's the title of Yisoy over here? Because maybe Oslim Me'alma. Make a vestu, write down the Kaal to be Choshish. Who said it came from her? Maybe it came from somewhere else. Therefore, what's the obvious Nafkamino? Let's say you know it came from her. She wears undergarments. It's white. It's he came from her. For whatever reason, she wore a big day to find him, and at that exact moment was white for whatever reason. She began to realize that she's not wearing inside out. What's the loch in that case? If come inside the sugya, someone do abanon, the maaser will not write down inside the sugya vest. And therefore, the graz and the tzemach tzedek, the numus achren go, you will not write it down inside the vest. However, a maaser writes, according to his reason, come out, that if it's osim alma, not osim alma. And therefore, loch, you would have to write down inside the sugya vest. The Vush sounds this way, the Bada Shulchan, others go, you do have to write it down. Now, there are those who go like different, the Matina or Vosna or Blasher, they come along and say, Maestro, you have a lot of dam over here, we assume it's a vest. You have to write it down inside a Shasha Gosho over here. Not inside the Sugi of Kisonim, but inside Shasha Gosho. So you have one question, what the lumps over here is? Go inside the Rabbans, you won't have to write it down. Mitzad osim alma. It sounds like we would have to write down the chiddush of Rav Moshe's havana over here. The chunim seem to go more like the Michas Yaakov on the page. The main child is Isha that Kesef we did not write down. So today she's spotting. Tomorrow she sees Dam. When do you write down on the calendar? That means today, whoever sees the Kesem, you're also. You count 5 days from today. However, her flow starts, she saw it today, Sunday, the flow starts tomorrow, Monday. What is the day of the calendar that you write down for Beini, Chodesha, Flogger? What is your vest? When's this man in the vest? So if you understand, you said we have like some Dura Bottom, so the Maishi write down the day of the Rio. The Ibn Shlomo Zalman, the Ibaisim, Tzitz Eliezer, but Bosim go this way, the Bada Shulchan, and others that come along with Dino, you write down tomorrow. Are you so today? You're standing in your Osir? You write down tomorrow. Come along with Moshe and says, if Isha is ruggled to spot beforehand, what's the whole idea of Lumdus of Vestus? Ruchoshis for the next month. Well, this is a standard way of saying. Come up to Kondo Moshe, forget, even if you're Tahoira, you have to write it down. If you stay spotting today, that means it comes out. Those are saying, if you're Tomei, don't write down. Write down tomorrow. According to Moshe, it's a common thing for you to go spot. You write down today because you chodesh for next month for the spotting. That's a wrong thing to go happen over here. The Moshe said, the article when he brings down both sides, it says, accept of you is not like a Moshe. But Berkowitz says, the Moshe, the Hanukkah is not like a Moshe. Most of them do not go like a Moshe. I can't argue in Sforosh, Shabbai. The Cheskel Ruch does go like a Moshe, but most of them go, say, they bring down a Moshe to argue with him. The Chazal says, some is not mitzvah vestus over here. And therefore, you write down the Re'iyo. That means it comes out. People have time to make a mistake on the calendar. You think you write down when come Tomei. No, you write down when the flow happens. According to Moshe Hakarik, you don't write down when Tomei. You write down when the spawning happens, even when you're talking over here. My son Hoga seems to be again not like a Moshe. What? Anyone holds. You wonder what the year Shemayim does? Yes, there's a V'yan Yosef that says we choshev for both. You know what V'yan Yosef is? Man, I always have a cloud. I don't know the person that's yon to be choshev for it. Now, people do know that's something else. Fine.
Yeah, this month is this month, it's Tohevo. Also, next month,
it's Tohevo. Rabbi Choshev, Vestas. Now, there is a separate sugyo. Maybe there's a sugyo of Vestagov. We have to get to. If she does all the time of spotting, you have a sugyo of Vestagov. It's because she does it a lot of times. Some of yes, some of no. It's not a Vestagov. Otherwise, there's a sugyo of Vestagov. But no, Echonami, we choshev next time her period's starting. That's the side of it. You have to be choshev, because that's the side of it is the whole idea of Vestus is what her time is, what her nature is. If she happens this month, next month, the same thing. Well, that's the first half of the Mechaber. Again, a very important side of here. That the place can be, it could go, when you come to Tommy, you do not write it down. Like, she sees it the next day. You write down from the flow and not from the spotting. Now, of course, there's always the argument when you switch over from spotting to flow. Most Noshim seem to understand it. But again, you always get the Noshim of no idea what's going on, and then we have a lot of men who have no idea what's going on. Fine. So we'll leave it up to the Noshim how exactly to write it down sometimes. The second half of the Mechab over here is, we see through an aid. Now, the obvious question like this. Isha comes Tomei, you have 5 days, she waits. Then it does design the Kiyum. First day, knock you. Second day, knock you. Third day, knock you. Fourth day, she sees a does a Bedikah, she's Dam, means the Rav says 100% Dam. Close the Bedekah, no, it's Dam over here. So fine, she's also starting Zayin Nikim all over again. So now she writes down the calendar, the day 10 she saw it. The Mia, Pura Bedikah, the Loch is Kiris L'chol Dover. She should write down day 4 in Zayin Nikim, she writes down. Shemana V'inu Dover Kizeh? Anyone ever do that? No. A bunch of those. But that's the Mechaber. Let's just take the Mechaber. What happened over here? What's Pshan the Mechaber? So first, they discuss when the Mechaber says over here that a Riyah through Bedikah you have to write down, how many times is that right away the first time? Only Chazako. That means read the Mechaber slowly. He says a Kesem after 3 times is not Pikaveya. Masha'enkin Eidas Bodak. You have to write down Mitzad Riyah. Is that Tafka after 3 times or not? The Levush switches the order around with the Mechaber and says when an Eid you do a Bedikah it's Riyah after 3 times. First time, don't write it down. Second time, you don't have to. But 3 times, then as a getter, you have to go write it down. It's just the order of the Mechaber. Question, that's so or not? That means the Tshuva of the Beis Shmuel, Beis Shlom already, a few hundred years ago, he said, L'chor, the Isha sees that day 7, day 10, she has to write it down. Tzarchia, no one does that. He says, doesn't say, why not? And the Moshe, the Maisa goes this way. And the Knei Boisim said, the Maisa, you have to write it down. Strumbach. The Meisel, the Hari B'Samu said, no, Meisel Lochavi is dafka after 3 times when you have already a chazakah of a bedika. Then you see Damavir, then you have to go write it down. You have a chazakah there. We'll get to that. Now, and therefore, the way how the Chesh V'Eifot says, the Hanogah seems to be this way, the Dain Weiss calls this way, Vazan Shuvo, the Badai Shulchan Maisa, he brings down the Beish Shleima, sounds like it should be one time, and Dolph Maisa, Mekama Moira Ro, it's not the way, the Minig seems to be not the way, and it's, that idea over here is, after 3 times, then we write it down. But one time you do a B'dik, you don't have to go write it down.
3 times on the same day?
So, step by step. That's first the Yisrael over here. What is the Mechaber Zekimta? There's one argument over here. What is the Kimta? The Mechaber, that those Matana means one time. The Minig Mera Ra, the article, the Agitara, others, the Kamal, the Minig Mera Ra seems to be not the way. Only after 3 times you have to be Choshish. Now, the question is first, what is the Svar behind it? And then Nafmina behind the Svar is over here. That means, come along, there are a couple of Svaras among the Achorim. Just take 2 main Svaras. The way the Baal HaShulchan understands his side over here is that what is the idea of Vestis? Vestis is what's going to happen next month, what's going to happen the month afterwards. A standard way. Standard way of Nosham Singh is a flow. That's the standard thing. They don't see through an aim. The standard way is a flow. Therefore, what? An Isha, the Ebedika, should marry a Dam on top of it. Let's be Choshu next month. That's not normal. The whole idea is to be Choshu what is normal to go happen. So we're not going to be chayshish. Why be chayshish? That's not normal. The whole idea of vestis is be chayshish. What's going to happen? Whether the teva, where the nature is. Diva said the Baal HaShulchan, it's not normal not be chayshish. It happened 3 times. Oh, we have an malice over here. Then let's be chayshish over here. That's the Baal HaShulchan's Yisvara built upon the Chassam Sefer. And he quotes Lavush and the Beish. He brings down the rate over here. That's the meaning of my role. A second way. What? So it depends how you sing it over. That's not a shiny. The way the other Achrim said over, the way how the Orl Tzion or the Yashuv or Menashe Klai they come along and say, is Nichon Legeda Vesta Oinus. I mean, Luna Suga Vestis, there's something called Vesta Guf that the body shows is coming, and the Vesta Oinus is something that causes it to happen. That means if a person gets into a car accident and has Dam, the car accident causes Dam to happen. Next month, the same day you get the car accident, he might have an issue over here. But otherwise, if it's not the same day, same month, we don't worry about the Vesta Oinus, the outside factor. People fly might have it. People, what Berkowitz says, people before Pesach might have it. Before Pesach, they get a vest, get very nervous, worried, tired about it. But the outside factor that causes it over here, your shviga might come, you know, something like that. Now, so if outside things cause it, they want to tell you that they said over here, a bedika, the bedika is causing the dam. It's the germ over here to make dam come out. When the external thing inside your body gets very close to the area, causes the dam to come out. Nichol get a vest or inus. So there are 2 ways to understand it. Either it's not the normal thing, or nichol get a vest or inus. The nafkamino, what would come out over here, is really how to apply when it happens 3 times. Let's say it happened 3 times. Is it vest a guf or not a vest a guf? Is it a nichol get a kvor or not kvor? According to B'Shalma Zalman, he says a loch is not nichol get a kvor, ain't a kvor. Any vest or inus happens 3 times has a loch of vest ain't a kvor. Mash Enkein, the way how the article breaks down, sounded coming off the Baal HaShulchan Malach, nichol get a vest kvor over here. It's not vest or inus over here. It's the locha. Now this is a tendency. It's a regular vest. After 3 times, nichol get a regular vest over here. It could be also nafkamino be. You have to be on the same days, or not the same days. The way Alam Numis from say has to be dafka on the same days over here. Now,
same days not be what?
That if you want to make a vest kavua, it has to be every day in the same month, or happening 3 different times.
Same day.
That means the article brings down, when he says it's halacha to make a chazak, it has to be dafka in the same day, he says. Has to be, yeah. Now, you have to, now he comes along, he says, in fact, the article, so why don't women at least write it down? And after 3 times, let's be choshes. He asks an obvious question. Everyone's asking, true. First time, that mechabel, the same child mechabel means 3 times. The first time, at least write it down. Because after 3 times, you have to worry about it. But why are you writing things down? Why are we not worrying about it? Because it's not common. It's unlikely. So we're not writing it down because it's uncommon to happen. We're not choshish for it. Don't write it down for that reason. The fact that come out a bdika through an aid on the same day 3 months in a row is unlikely, so we don't write it down. No, it's not. If you now you realize it came out the way, ekonomi, that's why he wants to tell you why the ilm doesn't write it down, because we're not writing it down because it's not common to happen. So that's why we're not choshish for it. But that's this for over here. Now, not those will be machmer. Again, those will be machmer. Says you do have to write it down even one time. Question again, back to Zainakim. Why don't you write it down? So Mar Klein says, you have to write it down to the Zainakim. Rashi says you have to write it down if you want to go like the Matzvim, like the Beis Shloimo. There's a second malach over here. The Kibbutzim says the first 2 days Zainakim don't write it down. Why? Because 5 days you need it. Next 2 days you need it. So I give you 7 days you need it. That's not your best. That's nida. You may nida. Only mezav you have to write it down. So from day 3 and onwards you have to write it down. The Ma'aser Rosh Tomach and the Lushi all said the big Moira Ra is that the Kabbalah Haya B'yadi B'yad HaRav Shirushlaim that we never write down during the Zainakim, even by Yiriyah Mamish, not by Bedikas. During Zainakim we never write down, even by Yiriyah, we'll say it's a Hemshach of the original flow. And the Svar Shabbai is that because the first 5 days you may need it, though it came in afterwards is Zava, it's not normal to see. Torah says it's in the Chayla. So assuming it's a Hemshach of the flow before and of Nichol and Gedev need over here. Therefore, even those who want to write it down, it's only they're saying to write down when you do B'dika, when she's tar, let's say, may vest the B'dika, so master of Dam, then the Machmim is saying to write it down. The Mekil said that to me 3 times. I mean, even in the Machmim's world, the question is how far do you take the Yisoid? Is during the Zainakim or not? Case during the Zainakim. Which does lead not to a question that we said beforehand, the person has a Kesem, and then we went to go write it down. The Baruch say, Ikanal Kamoshi, write down. By the Riyah, not by the Kesem. Let's say she does a B'dika with an 8 on the Mayves, day 30. Rav said she's Tomei. Day 31, you saw a flow. Now, when do you write it down? When's the calendar? What? Go ahead. I got 3 different answers at the same moment. When do you go write it down over here? So, the way how most forms seem to go, might say we have 8 Nichol together of a E over here. Therefore, the Chodshani, the Lushi'ah, the Pardes Simcha, they come along and say, you write it from the eight, from the B'dikah. Because the Maisa is really called Dover. And you saw it tomorrow, and she's Tomei right now. And since we saw it tomorrow, it's all the Hamshech, and you write from the Zman of the eight, and not from the Riyah. The eight is the Riyah itself. The Maisa, I see the article, said the common custom is not this way, no matter who it's coming from. It doesn't call anybody. The common custom is from the Riyah, the flow, and this far is why. Because we're not worried the first 3 times. So he comes up and says the common custom is against all the Svarim, without quoting anybody. The common custom is right from the Riyah, not from the flow. From the flow and not from the Riyah. Which again, what do you go do? I've asked around and I've got mamash numerous different answers of people who don't know what they're doing. So everyone seems to write down whatever they want to go do. And that seems to be the common custom to be confused. But Yesh Lod and Yesh Ayin over here. Again, it's an obvious question. Does not seem to be, the Nostrum does not seem to be taught what to go do. They seem to keep the calendars over here. And Yesh Lod and Yesh Ayin, what halacha should be given? Get the kesem, and then you have a riyah. The swarm very clear, not like a moisha. They do from the from the flow. Mashenki the eight and then riyah. Seem to be a vocal. What to go do over here? The last thing over here is the taz. We're getting late, but the point of the taz over here is to understand it well. I think we really have to do chazorah back in sif aleph and sif hey to do a contrast. Understand what the taz over here is saying. It is costing a case of more than a grizz without a gosha. What to be tell upon? We have a given shol on Sif Aleph discussing a case of less than grizz with the Grisha, with our Gosha. Then the Loch and Sif Hei, that we also have 2 different colors, red and white. Also, we have Machalik Shavu Yamel Stockholm Kivagir. So we'll leave the Taz for the Chazara and to contrast Aleph and Hei versus Taz over here. Bez Hashem tonight, Mariam is 7 o'clock. This is Mesibo, Smicho, Kabbat Chanukah. Neged Chazara, what I'd like to go do is I think we have the room over on Tuesday. I'd like to give a Chabura on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, if not, we'll see. But that should be no. If it's not enough time, maybe also give a chabur on Thursday. That's the plan. So, Baruch Hashem, I'll see everyone tonight. Aslacha.